So I'll just start with the introduction that today is July 29th, right, 2009, and I'm Stephanie with Joan, and we're sitting here with Donna Pueler, is that how you say it? Also known as Grandma from Grandma's Kitchen. And thanks so much for coming and chatting with us today.
You're welcome.
So how long have you been a vendor here at the Ann Arbor
About Market? 10 years.
Oh, good.
I was a vendor at the Toledo, well, my family, been on the Toledo Market since 1928. And I was there probably since 78. And I came up here just to be nosy one day and fell in love with it and been here ever since.
What made you fall in love with it? How did you decide?
Because it is a real farmer's market. In Toledo, the people would go across the street and buy from the wholesalers, come back and undersell the farmers.
Mm.
And here, if you don't bake it, make it, or grow it, you're out of here. And that's a real farmer's market.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's why I love it. I fell in love with it, and I've been here ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That is great. Now tell us about what you offer at your...
Well, I have just about everything in the garden. I have 2.5 acres of garden. I'm a widow.
Mm-hmm.
I have 22 grandkids, though, so they help. And I have a bakery.
Yeah, and tell us about some of your baked goods, because you have quite a variety.
Oh, yes. I do 11 varieties of cookies during the summer. Then in the winter, I have all the Christmas cookies and different kinds. And breads, pies, cakes, brownies.
What is one of the things that people know you for and always come and get?
Molasses cookies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My folks came over, they're immigrants. They came over from Holland in the 30s. And they brought the molasses recipe and the sugar cookie recipe with them.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And everybody says, we try to make molasses cookies and they don't compare to yours at all.
Now, you're soft?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the cracks on the top. And people, I probably sell that and peanut butter chocolate chip are the two big sellers.
Oh, you're making me hungry just thinking about
it. Yeah, right. And the beer cake is a very big seller.
What goes in a beer cake?
Beer. You use the yellow cake mix, and instead of using, you follow directions, and instead of using water, you use one can of room temperature beer, the cheapest beer on the market because of alcohol boils out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put in a box of vanilla instant pudding. I put it in 3 pans, and then put cinnamon and brown sugar on it, and then make another cake and pour that over the top of it the same way, and then put cinnamon and brown sugar on that, and throw it in the oven.
Woo! Oh,
yum. Donna.
But you give away your secret
recipe. Yeah, that sounds good.
She can buy it right over there.
Oh, yeah, he gets my peanut butter chocolate chip every day, every Wednesday. Yeah, my granddaughter's over there.
Okay. Hi, family. Down
here today, so we're we're doing interviews about the market. If you want to come back and be interviewed, we'd love to do it.
How's your mother?
She's doing better. We were over there Sunday.
Safe travels. I thought it was interesting. I just paused the recorder as you talked to, I guess, a customer, right? How did, and you happen to know that his mom had the same surgery.
Well, he came early. Always comes during lunchtime.
Uh-huh.
And he always gets peanut butter chocolate chip, and if I'm out, he's furious. So I set him back for him. And the other morning he came, well, about 3 weeks ago, he came early. Hey, boy, you're early today. Even my mom's having hip surgery.
Oh,
and that's,
so
and,
that's
you
how
know,
you had.
And this is the thing that I like about Ann Arbor that you don't in Toledo. You bond with your customers.
Mm-hmm.
I have one customer that has cancer very bad.
Mm.
I have another customer whose wife has cancer very bad. And they just stand and talk. You know, and they visit. I don't know whether, I was a counselor for 40 years in high school, so maybe this, I don't know.
You're a good listener.
But, you know, and everybody, they know you by name, you know. Of course, I'm grandma all over the market. But, you know, everybody's so friendly here. Where the other market, they're stuck up.
Is that true?
Snobs.
Toledo, really?
Oh, yes, they're snobs.
Well, I'm really glad that you have that kind of relationship with people.
Oh, yeah, and and everybody's so friendly. And, you know, like, if I have to go to the restroom, and if my granddaughter isn't with me, which she won't be shortly because she'll be in college, I have 9 grandkids in college.
Oh, wow. Mercy.
Yeah, you know, that's why I'm working at 75 years old. If I have to go to the restroom, they watch your stall.
Yeah.
Toledo,
Really?
If they steal something from you, tough.
Oh, that's terrible.
Should have been gone.
Oh, my mercy.
Oh, yeah, everybody looks out for everybody else
that's
here.
That's really great. Now, tell us about sort of your weekly schedule. You come to the market both Wednesdays and Saturdays. So what does your life take to prepare
I
for
have
that?
Absolutely no social life whatsoever. I've been a widow for 17 years, so I'm used to it. Outside of my kids and their grandkids and their sports. But I start at 3 a.m. on Monday morning and bake 18 hours. I start at 3 a.m. yesterday morning and I bake 12 and a half hours. I get up at 3:15 and came today. Tomorrow I'll be up at 3 a.m. and bake another 18 hours. Friday I'll bake anywhere between 10 and 12, depends on how much ambition I have left. Then I get up at 2 on Saturday and I leave at 2:15, then I get up here, and as soon as Molly gets here, she unfastens, that's called the sand lot out there, and I have a spot right by that pole, and so I stay right there.
How long does it take you to get here?
About an hour and a half.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you get here real early on Saturday.
Right. And if the fence is down, I can go right in and set up. Saturdays I have a permanent spot, and I'm 11th now on the seniority list for dailies, and so if I live long enough, I'll get a permanent spot. But Wednesdays, we never know where we're going to be.
I'm sorry?
Rich card place inside?
I think it's inside. I don't know. What? I'll tell you the truth.
He was asking about bridge cards.
Sorry, guys.
And so
that is a demanding schedule. How do you keep
when
that
do you
up?
Sleep?
I go to bed with the chickens. You know, somebody will say, well, did you see a movie? What time did it come on? 9, I'm gone.
What time do the chickens go to bed?
Oh, I don't know, but I go to bed at 7.
You might go to bed before the chickens,
right,
huh?
Right, right.
And how many chickens do you have?
About 350.
Oh, goodness. So they make all the eggs you need for all this baking.
Right, and plus the ones to sell.
Do you get deliveries to your house of all the flour and stuff that you must need, or do you go shopping for all that?
For my supplies? Mm-hmm. Oh, I go shopping.
Wow.
Right. And I have just about every kind of vegetable in the garden.
So are you also out tending your garden? Or just
Oh, yeah.
Those are
my
long
grandkids
days.
Right now are pretty much doing the garden stuff because I have a hard time bending over until I get my knees done. But, it's just routine.
Do you take Sundays off then?
Oh, yes. That's church day, and then that's sleep day, catch-up day, mow lawn day.
I bet. You must really need it by the time it comes around.
Oh, yeah, but you get used to it. Because when I taught school for 40 years, and so I still had a garden, so I went to the farmer's market. You know, if I don't get something done at 11 o'clock today, it won't get done until next week at 11 o'clock. Like, I didn't mow Sunday because I went visiting up north. My grass needs mowing. Well, sorry.
Right.
It has to be Sunday. There isn't time in between. And I don't think the neighbors would appreciate it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mowing lawn.
Probably not.
Right.
So, did your family bake, or was baking something that you did?
My daughter-in-law is in business with me. No, I have 7 boys. And so I just started baking, you know, and everybody said, well, why don't you take it to the market? Well, why don't you go down there all the time? So I started.
Oh, you were going down to sell your vegetables.
Right.
That's what your parents did was sell vegetables.
Right.
And you were baking to feed your boys.
Right.
I see. Uh-huh.
And so so I got a licensed kitchen and everything and started baking and taking it to the market.
Were you surprised when that turned out to be your main business?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. Well, and people will say, I have a family reunion. Is it okay if I don't tell them who made it? I said, who cares? You go out, take the label off, do whatever you want. I don't care. But or they'll come down and say, oh, thank God you're here. We have to go away, and I have to take a dessert.
Yes, I bought your desserts for dinner
and
parties.
And my daughter-in-law is very good. She does weddings, birthdays, graduations, baptisms, you know, all kinds of. Because we all, three of my daughter-in-laws and I all took cake decorating at the same time.
Oh.
And really enjoyed it. But it was a social hour for us.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
We had a good time.
Now, is your bakery right in your home or near your home?
Has to be separate. Oh, yes, it has to be separate.
Is it near your home?
I just walk right through the door. I converted my garage. I have a 2.5-car garage into a bakery. And as long as there's a door that closes it.
That's
and so they come out and inspect, and it's you know, what they
Health
should,
department.
And I'm glad. Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I have a commercial oven, two commercial mixers, five stainless steel tables, triple sink, and then two regular KitchenAids.
Uh-huh. Wow, so you got the whole operation.
Yeah, a big double door cooler, deep freezes, three deep freezes.
Oh, wonderful. So, now, do you can as well? Do you put
I make jam?
Jam.
I got through making a new one, zucchini jam.
We were just talking about zucchini.
Yeah, I make zucchini jam.
Are you selling it over there?
Yep. It's already sold. I got to make some more tonight. For
oh, good.
Weekend.
Oh, I have to get here early.
And it's a piece of cake. It's just 6 cups of zucchini, a cup of water, boil it for 6 minutes. Then you add 6 cups of sugar, tall can of crushed pineapple, but squeeze all the water out of it, you know, when you drain it, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Boil it for another 6 minutes. Then add 2 boxes of apricot jello. And boil it for another 6 minutes. Put it in the can and seal it.
How'd you find that recipe?
My sister-in-law gave it to me. I don't know where she found it.
I'll be darned.
Yeah. And it's so good. And in fact, I took some out to the Barn Restaurant. That's where I go in the mornings. All the farmers are out there. And I told Judy, I says, put toast on for all the farmers. And they said, now what? I wouldn't tell them what it was. And they, you know, they all tasted it. One 86-year-old friend of mine, he gets in it with a spoon. He says, I'm going to guess this if it takes the last thing I do. And I said, I hope it's not the last thing you do. And they all gave up. And I told them zucchini, they couldn't believe it. And this one, Nui, he's about close to 90. He said, the thing I didn't know, or I never would have tasted it, because I hate zucchini. And they really liked it.
And you converted
it. It is a piece of cake. 20 minutes, you're done.
Is making a cake a piece of cake?
I guess that's where that comes from.
Now, do you buy cases of Jell-O? How do you get your Jell-O?
Just go to Aldi's.
Go to Aldi's.
Wherever Jell-O's, because I buy instant vanilla pudding, and my pig licking cake has instant lemon pudding, and my lemon cake has lemon Jell-O in it.
Oh, I love lemon cake.
So I go wherever anything's on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Because the prices have almost tripled from what they were a year ago.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you raised your prices as a result?
I just bite it. Mm-hmm. Just bite the bullet. Because with the economy the way it is, I just can't do it. You know? And I'm not making anywhere near what I did a year ago.
Oh, that's
but
hard.
Oatmeal, I paid $1.49, and you go in Toledo area, $3.29 is the cheapest you can get for a 48-ounce box. And I use 5 boxes a week.
Yeah, to make cookies.
Yeah.
Wow, you'd be better off going to the co-op over here and buying a big bag of oatmeal, wouldn't you?
No, it isn't any cheaper.
It isn't, no kidding.
I've checked that out.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
I bet you have.
Yeah. Shortening, oil, smart balance for the margarine because of the no trans fat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things are just, prices have skyrocketed.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's really hard.
Right.
What would you say is your favorite thing about being here at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market?
People. I love the people. I don't know if it's because I taught school for 40 years, you know, and you're around people all the time or what, but the people here are so friendly. Well, just like that gentleman that came up.
Yeah.
You
know, that's really
they're all
great.
Like that.
It's nice to have conversations as you're working.
Right. Right.
Yeah. When you said, how's your mother, I turned to Stephanie and said that. I said, that's the wonderful thing about the market right there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the people I would buy from, some of them are gone now. But you do, you develop a relationship
right.
with them.
Right. And I think that's very important. And I don't care what color, what religion, whatever. You know, and I have a lot of, the ones that wear the scarf, the ladies.
The Muslims.
Though they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to me all the time. And they're just, and I'm just as friendly to them as I am anybody else. They're no different. They're
human
beings.
That's a nice
beings.
Thing
they're
about Ann
children.
Arbor, too,
yeah.
is you
right.
get all those
right.
varieties.
You can hear all kinds of different languages.
Oh, yeah. So when they're looking at my stall, they're speaking their own language,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they're I really like it. I just love it.
Great. We're so glad that you're here.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that you want to share?
if anybody has any brains, they'll come to the Ann Arbor Market.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I have one other question. Where's your farm in relation to Toledo? Is it south of it, east, west?
West. West I'm halfway, Delta is halfway between Toledo and the Indiana line.
Ah, okay.
It's Delta, the airport, Swanton, Delta. No, yeah, it is. Toledo, the airport, Swanton, Delta, Wauseon, state line.
And you're in Delta?
Right. Well, I'm out the boot. I'm south of Delta. I'm on, out in the sticks. Yeah, I had a
have to be to have 350 chickens.
Oh, yeah. And I, my big garden, and I have about 20 acres, and my neighbor farms it. So, you know, third and two-thirds, and so.
Great.
Goes great.
Yeah. Who collects the eggs in the morning?
She's pointing at herself. I do.
Well, my grandkids, I had a couple mean ones a few years ago.
Mean
they would
grandkids
pick them.
Or no, mean chickens?
Mean chickens. And they would pick them.
Oh, yeah.
They were constantly pecking the kids. Now they're all, my granddaughter's going to be a freshman in college. She's scared to death of them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because when you're real little and you get pecked by a chicken.
It hurts.
You're done. Yeah. Do you want to go
it's
help
like
me gather
dog
eggs?
Dog
no.
Yeah.
But what you know what? The thing amazes my grandkids is the chickens will come back. They're all over running. And they'll come back to lay their egg. Then they take off again. And they'll say, how do they know to come back to the house? I really don't know. They come back to the chicken house to lay their eggs. And they'll go in the same nest. If there's another chicken in there, she'll go right in there with her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing to see two or three chickens in one nest. That's my nest, and you're in it, you know.
So move over.
Right, exactly.
Oh, fascinating. The animals are
yeah.
Very
that is
interesting.
Amazing.
Right,
very
and we have pigs. My grandkids all show pigs at the fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And that's which is coming up. It's Labor Day weekend.
Will
Fulton
you be
County,
able to go to that?
Fulton County, oh yeah, I take off that week. Fulton County Fair is the number one county fair in the state of Ohio.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, it's huge.
Excellent.
And we've camped in the same spot for 30 years. Same neighbors.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a 4-H advisor.
So it's a real event. I was in
right.
4-H knitting.
Oh.
But I was told I was more interested in the social part than the knitting part. And I think that was false, because I grew up in the country, too. So I was interested
right.
in the social part.
Hi, how you doing?
We've been told your interview, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's the right thing.
I had another question. What was it? The bees. Have you noticed the decrease in bees around your farm? Bees and butterflies, I heard, are less.
I have a lot of butterflies, but a lot less bees.
You have noticed
and
that,
it's
huh?
It's destroying them. And you can tell all by looking at your cucumbers, your squash. Pickles, melons, and squash. Has to be fertilized 7 times, the blossoms. They have to be pollinated 7 times. You know, you'll get some cucumbers are shape, bad shape,
mm-hmm.
not nice and straight. The same thing with squash. They weren't fertilized enough times.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. But all those vegetables need to be fertilized, pollinated.
Pollinated, yes,
7
times. I didn't know that either.
You get a nice straight one.
So you're noticing that,
oh,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm getting more odd-shaped guys and curly ones than I do the nice straight ones. It used to be 1 out of maybe 20 or 30. Now it's like 1 out of 10.
Wow. That's an interesting way to notice.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You can notice it in the stuff in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how much there is of whether the pollination is there.
Mm-hmm.